Don't have
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Middle Ground on the Coffee Party USA Internet Radio Network, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. The Middle Ground looks at today's political issues from left, right, and center. We're always civil and always looking for that middle ground where real conversation begins. You're here tonight with hosts Eric Weiler and Michael Charney. We thank you for joining us and hope you enjoy the next hour of The Middle Ground.
Okay. Hey, I see we have three callers. I'm going to unmute you all. This is Eric Byler. This is not the Middle Ground. It's an apology. We are filming, and we have no control over our shooting schedule. Even ridiculously scheduled a conference call during the show that was not my doing. But anyways, all your mics are open, and you can all talk. What's going on, Eric?
Not much in Cudahy, Wisconsin.
Egypt is regretting their vote from a year ago.
Yeah, they just keep on protesting until they get what they want, don't they?
A strong democracy requires an informed electorate. We're seeing the consequences of that.
All over the world.
Yeah, so I'm just packing out of a house right now. The scheduling goes a mile a minute, and usually while I'm asleep for Story of America. And so, we scheduled a shoot and a conference call during the show today, unfortunately. And I'm not able to do the show. I've set it for 15 minutes, so there's no moderator. You guys are all unmuted. Everyone who happened to call in right at this time the show is supposed to start. And you can fight for the mic and tell us what's on your mind, what's going on in the world for 15 minutes. Actually, you got 12 now.
Good luck on your shoot.
Thank you.
So anyway, I'm from Wisconsin. Where's everybody else from?
This is Lee from New Jersey.
Hi, Lee.
I'm Kathleen from Massachusetts.
Hello, Kathleen.
Hi.
You guys got anything going?
One thing, and maybe this is more New Jersey, but Senator Frank Lautenberg passed away about a month ago. And
uh-huh.
He was a long-time effective Democratic senator. It was up to Governor Christie, our perhaps White
yeah.
House hopeful Republican governor, to
yeah.
schedule... decide what to do. And basically, rather than have hold the election in November, which is when the regular governor election would be,
right.
he didn't do that. He's holding a special election in October, and there's actually a primary in August. And I'm reminded of this because I just got a pollster had me on the phone for about half an hour asking me about the candidates. It's pretty clear that a Democrat will win, so the winner of the primary is probably going to become our next senator. The election is in August. The only thing on the ballot is four candidates for senator. The draw on that is probably going to be pretty thin. The candidates are Cory Booker, who's the mayor of Newark. And then by chance, there are two congressmen. Congressman Rush Holt and Congressman Frank Pallone, who represented me previously, who I know, and then another woman I'm not familiar with in the Senate. But anyhow, there's just some intrigue with the special election, with the governor deciding to spend $24 million, so it's not on the time that he is, and with four attractive candidates running.
Oh,
so that's local.
$24 million, that's chump change these days, isn't it?
Well, depends whether it's something you want to do or don't want to do.
Haven't we made a statement before about that exact thing and the waste of money?
The clip that I heard, there was a press conference and a reporter asked, Governor, have you scheduled this special election so that, you know, you're not running against with the permanent Democrats on the ballot? And he laughed and he said, oh, my God, I've just been accused of doing something self-serving. I don't know how I survived this. And he kind of blew it off, which is kind of his style to do that. So he kind of takes a power stance when he doesn't want to answer questions.
Is that sort of the New Jersey style?
Well, it's certainly his style. And I will tell you that, you know, New Jersey is a big state. I live within, a one-hour commute to New York. So we're a little bit in the New York market in this area. And brashness, you know, is kind of a New York sort of a thing. So there may be some appeal to that. But I don't think you should use power or glibness to preempt what could be a thoughtful conversation. I think that's kind of a coffee party thing.
Sure, but then again, he's a politician.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling that, you know, that as a profession is going to be the same thing as pimp soon.
Sorry.
Well,
I've
no,
never heard that said before, but that is kind of apropos in some instances.
The other thing is that, you know, it's pretty clear he wants to run for president. And whilst this glibness might be a short-term appeal and tolerated by some of the brash, New Jersey people, it's probably not a long-term strategy. It's probably not viable on a national stage. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I'm interesting. He looks like a pretty, you know, I mean, put some more years on him, get a white beard, and I just got a whole other job there.
Yeah, the other thing that's kind of interesting is I happened to be in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, and somebody ran into me, heard I was from New Jersey, and they said, what do you think of the governor? I was in Oregon last weekend, ran into some people and said, what do you think of the governor? So that question is out there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he seems to be more real than many, you know, but that's me speaking from pure ignorance.
Yeah.
Have you decided who you're interested in that's running?
I have not, and the pollster, like I said, had me on the phone for about a half an hour. Cory Booker is a recognizable name. He's done some good things in Newark. I personally met Rush Holt and Frank Pallone, because they represented me over the past 20 years, and because they're both accessible and so on. And I'm particularly impressed with Rush Holt, but, doesn't really have the name recognition statewide. I guess he's an introvert, and Cory Booker is an extrovert, so there's always that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see how they do.
I wonder what's going on. Anybody have an idea?
Welcome to the Middle Ground on the Coffee Party USA radio network, hosted by Blog Talk Radio.
That's sort of interesting.
The Middle Ground looks at today's political issues from left.
I guess we wait until the promo's over.
Is that the ending of the show?
It says there's 5 minutes remaining on the
with host Eric Tyler and
Well, then it's
okay.
That's good, eh? I'm trying to get
there's
the
Annabelle.
Bloody...
Here's Annabelle on the phone.
Thanks.
So I'm going to mute myself again. I guess you guys have 5 more minutes.
Welcome, everybody. Good evening or good afternoon, depending on where you are. This is Michael Charney. I'm here with co-host Eric Byler, and you've joined us on the Middle Ground on the Coffee Talk USA Internet Radio Network, or Coffee Talk Coffee Party USA.
What the heck is going on now?
From Saturday Night Live with Mike Myers. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. We We have an interesting show for you tonight. We have Jennifer Vaughn with us, who's the evening anchor with WMUR, which is the ABC affiliate.
I guess we should
out
all
of
just hang up.
And she's going to tell us a little bit about what it's like.
I think this is a rerun.
Before we get to speaking with Jennifer, though, just wanted to share some interesting news of the day.
Interesting. Well, let's try dialing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's some sort of rerun. It sounds like one of the first shows ever.
Regarding
really?
Yes. But, yeah, we should all just give up. I apologize. I have no control over my shooting schedule in this film.
Understood.
I apologize.
No sweat. We live with
good luck shooting.
Have.
Better luck next time.
Okay. I just heard that Sharia law has been banned in North Carolina.
Michael,
bye all.
Advisor.
Bye.
Goodbye.
He's been meeting with